Welcome back. I'm Ross Bowen, and I'm here with my co-host, Dylan Chivalry.
Hey, Billy. Good to be here.
At Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and what foods are best for consumption mid-coitus.
George Costanza style.
Yeah. It's important. It's an important topic. Before we hop into this week, hit manoutfitters.com to get 20% off site-wide Monday through Thursday. Friday, they've got 20% off still.
Hella deals all week, basically.
Plus insanely deep discounts on select items. Insanely deep.
Insanely deep. That's a weird way to describe
man.
A discount, I think.
That is, yeah.
Whatever.
Saturday and Sunday, it's back to 20% off site-wide. Monday, 25% off site-wide. So my question is, why don't you just wait till Monday?
Yeah, this makes me just want to wait for Monday.
Yeah.
An extra 5%.
But what do I know?
We probably shouldn't encourage people to wait.
I'm just a guy with a microphone.
Oh, yeah. The good stuff will go like hotcakes.
Yeah, totally.
Because no one's going to wait for Monday.
Hit manoutfitters.com. Check out Man Outfitters. They've got great stuff. That's it. That's the promo. That's the end of the promo.
We have a couple guests sitting here that haven't said a word yet.
We do.
Let's introduce them.
We should. We've got Mia Khalifa and Alex George back in the house.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you?
What's up?
It's early, but we're doing
what
good.
Sorry, we had to
super early.
Do
like
this
week
in the
three. They were here week three.
I was still on a high horse, so it was definitely early.
So y'all were undefeated.
Yeah,
Florida State was undefeated.
Yep.
Georgia.
It was post Chad Kelly.
Georgia was already disappointing.
Yeah. We've been disappointed.
I think it was like week two or three.
Since week two.
Yeah.
We beat North Carolina and then
we've humbled up since then.
Yeah, it's been tough.
But we got y'all coffee.
Yes,
thank you.
Producer Micah came through. He got me coffee too.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee guy. I don't have any coffee.
Shout out, Micah.
I had breakfast tacos. That's my.
I almost picked up Torchy's, but I was running late.
Oh, that would have been real good.
Yeah.
Next time.
I was running late and I still stopped. And then Mia, you were later, so it made me look good.
I missed my exit four times.
Four.
Hey, it happens.
It's okay.
Sorry.
So, like we said, Mia's a huge Florida State fan. Alex is a huge Georgia Bulldog fan. Neither, probably particularly happy with how things are going this season.
No. Very sad.
Mia, talk to us about your Seminoles.
Oh my God, what is there to say about them? My coach is leaving me.
You think that's actually happening?
Though? I honestly do. I really do. And this
LSU.
Time I think it's for real. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he won a title with Florida State. He has a higher likelihood of winning one in the SEC with LSU.
Why do you think that?
Because it's the SEC. They rule college football.
Okay, but
That's
they have
right.
tougher competition in conference.
Yes, but LSU is also one of the higher echelon teams in
well,
college in the SEC.
You got to play Alabama every year.
Yeah.
You do have to go up against Saban every year, which is why actually the Houston coach, I think that would be a bad job for him. I don't think he's up for the job. I think Jimbo is up for that job.
Yeah.
Both of them are great states for recruiting, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just a burning dumpster fire.
I think the road's a little bit easier to the ACC, though.
It's really not. Not for a national title.
But where
you do get
go?
More respect when it comes, like, time to put people in the
playoffs. Oh, yeah. When you beat an SEC team, it holds a lot more weight than when an SEC team beats another SEC team.
So what have been the biggest negatives so far for Florida State this year?
Injury
if you had
plague.
To pick a couple of the biggest. I know there's a lot. Pick from.
Whoa, take it easy, Bill.
Wow.
They're it's been rough.
We want our guests to like come back.
I mean
when they leave here.
I've been knocked down off my high horse.
You got
so many injuries.
We had a few good games.
But
we also lost to UNC.
Yeah.
I think Jimbo stays.
And we beat them.
I think Jimbo stays for another season. I'm hoping Ed Orgeron really, really kills it for the rest of the season and they leave him.
Wait,
who do we talk
that?
To? That, he's the interim head coach for LSU.
He's really good.
Was it Smiley that said he thinks he likes Orgeron and wants him to stay? That we were talking to someone said that. Some LSU person.
You might have talked to him on another podcast.
Yeah, it was on our other podcast. That's right. I get him confused.
You fucking prick.
Yeah.
I think he's up for the job, and if he can prove himself the rest of the season, then Jimbo is safe at Florida State.
I think you want Jimbo to stay for the record,
of
right?
Of course.
Yeah,
I want him
coach.
To be the next Bobby Bowden. I want Bobby Bowden Field to be Bobby Bowden and Jimbo Fisher Field.
Plus, you just need a coach named Jimbo.
Is that
Jimbo.
A thing they'll do? If you own the name of the field, if later somebody else comes along and becomes a coach?
Doak Campbell Stadium. Bobby Bowden Field at Doak Campbell Stadium with Jimbo Fisher parking lot.
They tack you onto the end of it.
That's obnoxious. The parking lot. The Jimbo.
The Jimbo lot.
The Jimbo clubhouse.
Jimbo is such a cool name.
It is.
Isn't
it's
it?
A great name.
It's such a great coaching name.
Jimbo.
It's but a strong I just, coach name.
He has so many like it's personal at LSU. He's from Louisiana.
Right.
He was the offensive coordinator under, who was it, under Saban at LSU? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's personal for him.
He's
he
from
has,
Louisiana? I didn't, see,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why that scares me.
Okay.
Of course he's from Louisiana.
Not as cool as Bronco.
His middle name is Crawfish.
Wait, what?
No.
Okay, that would be, God, that'd be unbelievable. Let's just pretend that's real.
Jimbo
we'll go
Crawfish
with it.
Fisher.
We'll go with
Alex,
it.
Same for you with Georgia. What how are you feeling?
I think as a Georgia fan, we just had really high expectations. Like, new coach from Alabama, Kirby Smart, new quarterback, and everybody's like, this is our year. And then
does it feel like that happens every year?
Yeah, I don't want to pick on you guys, but where do the high expectations come from? Every year, I'm sorry.
Because we finally
every year I go through the same thing.
Because we finally fired Mark Richt. Like, oh, we have a new coach. Like, maybe something will happen.
Year one, it is so rare for a coach to be successful year one.
Right.
I don't even care. I don't care how much talent is there.
Mark Richt?
I know.
He's bowl eligible.
It's just what we do. We are like, yeah, this is our year. And then we get crushed every year. And our offense
every
sucks.
Every year you guys go through the same crushing.
But I understand that. Like, as a sports fan, that's kind of what you have to do to
you
make
have
it
to,
fun.
Yeah.
Like, all right, here's a great example. We were talking about the Cowboys off mic. Dallas Cowboys fans do this every year. Where they're like, this is our year. We're making the Cowboys fans I know, every year, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. They finish 5-8 or some shit. They're fucking terrible. They just get lucky this year, and this finally actually might be accurate. But, I mean, I do the same thing as a huge Rockets fan. Every year I expect us to make, like, the Western Conference Finals when we could be a 500 team.
I shouldn't say it's just Georgia fans. When the preseason rankings come out, they always get so much love based on...
That's true, yeah.
Not a great previous season. There's talent at Georgia, I'll say that.
I mean, thank God for our defense, or else we wouldn't have won any games.
It's the SEC bias.
Yeah.
When's the last time Georgia won a national championship?
Oh, wasn't it Mark Ingram when Mark Ingram was on the team?
No.
Did they even win
then?
No.
Bama won that year.
Last time we were at the SEC championship was like 2011 against Bama. So it's been since before I was like even into sports. So I don't even know.
It's my senior year.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. 1980.
Yeah.
like Herschel Walker was carrying the ball.
I wasn't alive. Yeah, we weren't alive.
2005
was
our last SEC championship.
I was dead back then.
You were dead.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
You were sperm.
So we'll see. Maybe next year will be better. We beat Auburn. If we would have beat Florida, then maybe we would have gone to the SEC championship. But
it's just been like.
I'm just glad we beat Auburn at
it's
least.
It's just been an odd year for. See, I would never have guessed that y'all would beat Auburn.
No, we were.
How wild
the
was
underdog.
Last week, by the way? 2-3-4 losing?
Oh
and
my God, that was amazing.
And. It was 5 top 10 teams lost, which...
And they didn't even move that much. Like, it didn't...
Because
they all lost.
Yeah.
And because
that's
it's just
true.
Been such a weird
yeah,
year
it's
in
been
general.
A very
I
weird
think,
year.
I do think Louisville got shafted, though.
But
I like
where they end up spot-wise?
Five.
Yeah.
Here's a question I asked on Tuesday. I'm going to ask y'all. If Bama, let's say they're going to win this weekend. Let's say, I think the Iron Bowl is won after.
Yeah.
If they lose the Iron Bowl in a close game, will they lose their number one spot? Because I don't think they would.
I don't think so.
No, who takes it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that crazy? Losing and maintaining the number one spot in the country.
God, I hate Nick Saban.
That's how good they are compared to everybody else.
The guy.
It's obnoxious. I hate him.
He's just evil. Pure evil.
Oh, my God. They're
fans
so
are
fun
so
to watch.
Spoiled.
They love it.
Spoiled little brats.
Why won't he just go to the NFL?
Oh, he tried that.
I know.
He failed. He was terrible in the NFL.
With the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but the Dolphins are uncoachable.
Not permanently. Well, maybe permanently.
Yeah, they get like new players in every now and then.
There's drafting and shit. You know? Okay, so on that note, who do you want to see in the college football playoff? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I don't want to see anybody. I don't,
you don't
care.
See anyone?
We're
okay,
going to see
you,
Alabama.
Who do you really not want to see in the college football playoff?
I mean, Oklahoma.
Right.
I'd
agree with that.
I don't think they have much of a chance at this point. But they're like, they're top 10 now, right? Top 8?
They're 9, I think.
Something like that. How? I don't want to see them because I'm a Texas fan, obviously. I don't want to see any SEC team other than Alabama because I know Alabama's going.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are close.
I want to see Michigan-Clemson. That'd be a great college football playoff. Like, the actual finals.
I would like to see Michigan. I
just want to see Bama.
I'm a low-key Michigan appreciator. Fan. Appreciator.
Yeah. I respect Harbaugh. I think he's a great coach.
He's fucking nuts.
He's a complete nut job, and he wears pleated khakis, but I love him.
He's a crazy person, which makes me love him a lot more.
Yeah.
He started going to the World Series and sat in the first row with a fucking glove on his hand the whole game.
Did he?
And he started wearing glasses.
Oh, he had a glove.
Like a child.
Oh, my God.
Did he really?
Good for him.
He glove to the World Series.
Front row, glove out, ready to catch a fly ball at any moment.
I appreciate that.
Like, Jim, you could have been in the dugout. He was with his dad. It was the coolest. It was the sweetest thing ever.
He's a balls out recruiter, too. He'll show up at your house at like 2 in the morning.
See,
like,
Saban?
Like, throw rocks at your window. Like, hey, come outside and talk to me.
Saban relies on just being Alabama to get recruits. Harbaugh actually goes to the houses, sits with the parents, jokes around, has sleepovers in jammies with the recruits, which is borderline creepy, but
that is
respect it.
It's not borderline creepy.
I think Saban shows up
to
these kids' houses with a list of all the guys that he's put into the NFL. Like, hey, this is what I can do
for
Nick
Saban doesn't have to do anything.
Nick Saban doesn't show up. Nick Saban has recruiters. Jim Harbaugh actually works.
He'll, like, go climb a tree, break into your bedroom window. And have sex with you while you sleep.
He'll shoot like spitballs at your window.
Jim Harbaugh will give you a reach around. Nick Saban will shaft you.
Yes, that's fair.
He will spoon you.
Oh, things have taken a turn. What else? I'm just glad we don't have to see A&M anywhere near the playoff.
No.
Yes,
that really
you.
It just made.
That got
kind of
scary when they weren't.
Yeah,
number
that
four.
Was weird.
Fuck that.
Shit got
I
real
didn't
for
like
a
it.
Second.
All right. Question for the ladies. Mia, you can go first.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, you're easy. Right.
She already read the question.
Which college football coach would you most like to make the sex with?
Cliff
Mia
Kingsbury,
Cliff
please
Kingsbury.
Call me.
Don't you go at him on
hot.
Twitter quite
a bit. I'm
a
great cook.
She really is.
I'm a really good cook, Cliff.
She is.
I will go to every game, every
practice. Is
Cliff
married?
No, he is so single.
She knows.
Here's a follow-up question.
Would
you bail on the Florida State and become a Texas Tech fan for Cliff Kingsbury?
Wreck him.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Wreck him, Cliff.
Wow.
Wreck him.
Damn.
Wreck this.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Now we got to get Cliff on the podcast.
We need a video of that too. We'll get that to Cliff.
Yeah. He'll see it.
I had no idea he was single. What is he
he's
running around?
He lives in a college town with, by the way, Texas Tech girls are very attractive.
I'm sure.
They are beautiful. There's
a
picture
of
him at a pool party with these girls.
Oh,
like,
he loves it.
Each,
I'm sure he loves it.
Oh, he eats it up.
He's just cleaning up down there.
Alex,
who would you sleep with?
Which college football coach would
I
you
I love, like, the
it's
older...
It's not sleep with. It's make the sex
make
with.
The sex
I love
with.
Mark Richt. You know I love Mark Richt.
Dude,
he's so
low-key.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Who?
Mark Richt. He used to be our coach.
There's this one picture of him sitting
like this. Now he coaches for Miami.
I have to Google.
He's like
he is a good-looking older
even
man.
Good looking,
for sure.
Turn me off.
Family man, but can like throw you up against the wall.
Okay,
oh,
I guess.
Shit.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, he got it back in the day. I'm
Bill,
sure.
Who would you
he
make
looks
the
like
sex
my
to?
My ex too, and it kind of turns me on.
I don't know. I was thinking about this. If I had to love to a man, or have and it had to be a college football coach, I don't know. I don't know what my angle would be in terms of like. I feel like it's really tough to pick. There's a lot of unattractive college football coaches.
Like Butch Jones.
Like 99% of them.
Like Brett Bielema.
Like right. Like that guy's That guy's a, and his wife is hot.
Oh, shit. What, who's UNC's head coach? I always forget his name. Fedora?
Yeah, Larry Fedora.
That guy's ripped. Like way ripped.
So you
I'd fuck Fedora probably. Larry Fedora.
I can't
Google him, dude.
I can't make a
Google shirtless
off
Larry
the top
Fedora.
Of my head. I would
shirtless.
Have to like do.
Mike is about to pull him up on the big screen.
Let's see it.
Wait till you see this guy.
Let's see it.
I'm telling you. Look at that.
Jeez, is that his daughter or his wife? I don't want to know.
It says daughter.
Oh wow.
He's ripped.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's got an eight pack.
Larry hits the gym.
There's a.
But
there's
is that
a
the only picture?
There's a zoom in of his abs too.
Is there
of course,
more?
If you Google Larry Fedora shirtless, Kingsbury pops up at this pool party with two underage.
Look at the pipes on Fedora, man. Pythons.
I don't know.
I would still go for Mark Richt.
We're gonna move on.
He's too
We talk a lot about animals on this show. Animal life is very important to us on Backdoor Cover.
We support animals. Yeah.
We talked about wolverines, koalas, stingrays,
mules.
Manta rays, horses, mules. I don't really know how this became a thing that we do.
Because usually it's because we talk about mascots. That's how the Wolverine thing started.
Oh yeah. Well, not the horse thing. That was just a random story.
Because, whose mascot is a
horse?
Is a mule, like the army or something, or the one of the service academies.
Somebody's the mules. Anyway, the question for the ladies is, what is your favorite animal and why?
A blobfish.
A blobfish.
What the hell is
that? I feel like you just made that up.
What is
a blobfish? No, I did not. I did not make it up, first of all. Second of all, it is my spirit animal because it is the ugliest thing in the world, and it looks like it's just permanently saying, get off my lawn.
Oh. This looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
That's a real creature?
It is a real fish. It's a blobfish. It is my favorite animal.
What an odd choice.
That is.
This is your spirit animal.
Yes. Get off my lawn.
Okay. It looks kind of like Trump.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Actually, there's pictures of Trump in here. If you Google
Ted
Cruz pops up too.
Do you know that mules are infertile?
How do they
great question.
Here we go again.
What?
Great question. A horse and a donkey mate, and they give birth to a mule. That's the only way to create a mule.
We did like an entire podcast on this.
Swear.
Yeah.
We did talk about
isn't
bees
that crazy?
Last time,
they're
so
infertile.
There is an animal theme.
Wild. I know.
Yeah,
that
we
is
talked.
So cool.
We talked bees last time they were on the show.
They are dying at an alarming rate globally.
Oh, no. It's
still
a huge concern.
People favorite that tweet, and I'm like, really?
It's a huge concern.
Alex's favorite animal.
I like sloths. They're just like chilling and sleep. So basic.
They've
I know,
got really long nails.
I know. They're just like crawling around.
You know they're like pretty good swimmers? Do you know that?
No.
We posted a video on the site like last
week.
They
look like they hate getting wet.
They look like they hate everything. Really.
they'll swim across the ocean for sex.
Like if you're sleeping, like you don't want people to bother you.
Oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah. Mia, saw your Instagram post that you're going to Cowboys Redskins. Can you explain to us, to our listeners, why that's such a big deal for you, why you're so excited?
So the first football game I ever saw was the 2002 Thanksgiving game, Redskins versus Cowboys. The Redskins lost 27-20.
That you ever saw in your whole life?
In my entire life. I
Where
had
were you
just
living?
Moved in D.C.
Okay.
I had just moved to America.
How old are you?
I was like...
21 questions.
Yeah.
Like 9 or 10. Yeah.
What was your favorite color at the time?
I think it was purple. I had a bar. Anyway, no. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah, no.
I'm very
question.
Excited about this. I actually got very emotional yesterday when my tickets came in the mail.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I bawled like a little bitch.
It was an emotional Instagram post.
No.
Yeah, and I usually don't get emotional. Like, my Instagram is reserved for memes and cleavage.
Yeah.
So that was
this
like.
This was not that.
No, it
this
was
like a
it was
diary entry.
Yeah.
I was like tearing up.
I had to
up.
Read all of it.
Yeah,
like,
this is also my first NFL and Redskins game, and I just feel like I've come a long way since watching my very first football game and falling in love with the sport and the excitement of it, and my cousins trying to explain to me
what was going on.
Yeah, and in my broken English. I still had an accent. I could barely speak English then.
So you've never been to a Redskins game?
I've never been to a Redskins game. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been to an NFL game.
Oh, you're gonna break down like a little bit.
Oh, I am taking bets on how long it takes before I just
burst out in tears.
It's gonna
be when you walk in.
That stadium's amazing.
The second you walk in, well, I've never
even
been to
Jerry World. I feel like the drive up there.
But it's even more intense there from what I've heard. Like, but the second you walk into an NFL stadium, same with college, the rush you get.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Of like entering into the building is intense.
And it being on Thanksgiving, just.
Yeah,
oh
and
God,
it's Cowboys Redskins.
Yeah. Yes, Cowboys Redskins is just, that's what I think of when I think of Thanksgiving.
You picked a hell of a first game.
I know, right?
Here's a true story. I've been to one NFL game. It was Redskins Cowboys.
Been to one?
It was Redskins Cowboys. I've only been to one.
I know, right?
And I got so screwed. Both starting quarterbacks were injured. I had to watch Rex Grossman and John Kitna.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. And both teams already had,
dude,
like,
that,
you know,
five
losses.
That entire stadium should have been refunded.
That
sounds
like
I was like,
in a tie.
I was like, why am I even here?
Why are you there?
Rex Grossman.
Dude, I need to take you to a game.
Yeah.
To a
Texas we should actually.
We should do a podcast out of game.
Yes.
From a box.
Yes.
It's the life.
Now, how do we get a box?
It's the life.
I mean, I'll go.
Dude, I'm super jealous that you're going to Cowboys Redskins.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Cause
I'm
pretty
excited.
I'm not. I hate the Cowboys.
I should take over your snap that day.
That would be cool.
Do it.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. I hate the Cowboys, but I still like Cowboys Redskins does make me think Thanksgiving.
I hate the Cowboys, but I love that rivalry. I respect the fuck out of the Cowboys. I hate the Giants and the Eagles.
Right. I feel
that's
like
that's who I hate. That's who I have zero respect for.
I feel
for.
Like Cowboys fans would reciprocate that.
Oh,
that
they
feeling.
Do. They really do.
They hate
anytime,
the Giants
yeah.
and Eagles.
That Cowboys hey, Eagles game was intense.
Is Colt still the backup in DC?
I don't think
McCoy?
He is.
McCoy? I don't even know who the backup is.
Is he?
Yeah.
We'll double check that, but yeah.
Our depth chart is like a waddling waiting pool.
Wait, who? What is the name of your? I'm drawing a blank. Starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
That guy is very funny.
He is. He's so white.
He's and the whitest.
He's
guy
so white,
ever.
And all the other guys on the team are just like encouraging it.
You like that?
No. The new one is. Ooh wee!
Oh yeah.
Oh, what the hell was that?
That was weird.
What? Yeah. Did you just spill Uh-oh. Coffee on
oh,
yourself?
Don't get it in your keys.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, pour. Yeah. Tilt it.
We've got it. Oh,
that can mess you up.
Mia just dumped coffee into her laptop somehow.
Yeah, that can mess it up.
Time out.
Micah's going to get paper towels.
Time out.
Sorry.
All right, moving on from that topic. We talk a lot about death on this show. And suicide in particular. I don't know why it comes up a lot.
From animals to death.
Yeah.
Animals and death, just two recurring themes.
But like college football and passing on to the next world go hand in hand. You know?
Oh, they absolutely do.
It's the only thing that's ever made me suicidal. Like, breakup? Nah.
No.
College football loss? Yes.
We hear from suicidal fans all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, most of the people that call into our hotline are threatening to take their
own
lives.
They think it's a suicide hotline?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how
it doubles as a suicide hotline.
It just singles as a suicide hotline.
Sometimes they ask. They think Micah's like on the other end, like listening. Like Micah,
they say, call me back.
Like Micah, please call me back.
He is a very comforting human being.
Yes, he is.
Like if I was on the verge of taking my own life, I would want to talk to Micah.
Like a loving,
not any of you.
Like a loving uncle figure.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because we normally
he's got kind eyes.
You guys would be like, yeah, my team lost too. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just call you a pussy. Get over it.
Try being a Houston fan.
Yeah. Life is loss. So, okay, the first weird question we're going to ask is, Mia, what is your biggest fear?
Spiders.
Spiders?
Spiders?
I'm not affected by spiders.
No, I'm terrified of...
Spiders over snakes?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because snakes...
You're crazy.
Snakes are... I fear things that...
Snakes are so fast.
Yes. No, spiders are really fast, and they're smaller.
Here's what creeps me out about a snake,
though.
One could
be on you, and you wouldn't even know
it. And some spiders jump. Like a snake, I feel like I could...
I feel like a snake could be anywhere.
Some of those spiders jump, like, 20 feet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I could never live in Australia.
No.
Oh, no,
they got bad spiders.
Yeah.
The worst.
I used to live in Hawaii, and this one time... They have cowboy spiders there, the same ones that they have in Australia that are like this big and poisonous. And when you get to Hawaii, they kind of like brief you on, they don't have snakes on the island.
Like when you get off the plane?
There are no snakes in Hawaii?
Kind of, yeah.
Just a heads up.
There are no snakes on the island.
Here's our spider
situation. That is real because they never allowed snakes to come into Hawaii. So
who the fuck allowed them to come here? Assholes.
So they have huge cowboy spiders there. And this one time I saw it in my apartment and this is how I found it. I was watching TV. The screen went black for a second. I saw the reflection of the cowboy spider
in
the
God.
Corner.
Dude,
so
nah.
When you see a cowboy spider, what you are supposed to do is go outside, call 911,
burn the house down,
and they will send someone into your house.
To burn
they will
it, to burn
not
it down.
Let you back into the house until that spider is
Can
killed.
Can I see a
they
picture?
They come with a flamethrower.
They really do. They come in a hazmat suit. They
oh
come
my
in
God.
A hazmat suit.
They're poisonous? Can they kill you?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It's like the size of a small dog.
They're like this big. Look up a cowboy spider.
Like a shih tzu. That size.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I would be afraid of that.
And they jump. They jump
shit.
And they're fastest. Oh my God, no.
It's pretty dope
there
are no snakes there, though.
So we changed. We're all changing our number one fear to cowboy spiders.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't even know that existed. You're making it sound like it's the size of my head.
Look, it's
no,
that
it
one
is.
Right there.
All
that
I see
one
are
right
cartoons.
There. No, the one under it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that one.
Uh-uh.
Yep. Mm-mm. They're huge.
It's hard to see the
and
scale,
and they will
though.
Lay so eggs in any corner in your house.
So this is like what the movie Arachnophobia was based on.
Yes.
Have you seen Arachnophobia?
No.
You do not want to watch that if
of
spiders are your
don't.
Biggest fear. All right. Second question. How do you want to die? It's obviously not by cowboy spider to the face.
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia?
I want to go as gently as possible.
You want to go... You want... What's that called? What was that dude, Dr. Death? He'd euthanize humans?
Yeah. No, I have him on speed dial, just in case. Just in case Florida State loses one more time.
You're going to get euthanized?
Also, is it called euthanasia for humans? I know that's what it's called.
That's what it
dogs.
Is. I think it's the same.
Assisted. Okay.
Yeah.
Assisted suicide. Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Fair enough. Alex, what's your biggest fear?
Enclosed spaces. Like, I hate elevators.
So don't do the panic room, then. What the fuck?
No, yeah. I don't.
You're claustrophobic?
Yes. And I have, like, nightmares of, like, being, like, putting like a pillow to my face, somebody like suffocating me. Yeah.
Okay, so what about like at a concert, giant crowd, you can't
really
move.
That's different. There's like air above me. Like
no, see, I don't
like elevators.
I don't like the crowds like that.
Fuck that.
That's when I don't go out for reasons like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
I'm not going to leave my home ever again for reasons like cowboy spiders.
Just don't go to Hawaii.
What the hell?
My brother lives there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I wonder if he's seen any. That's scary.
No snakes, though.
No snakes.
Damn, I wish my brother lived in Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii.
I haven't either.
I haven't either, man.
You know what?
It's too fucking far.
I didn't like it.
So far.
I transferred from U of H to University of Texas at El Paso because I hated Hawaii so much.
Did they call University of Hawaii at Manoa U of H?
Yeah, U of H.
Really?
To El Paso?
Because there's no other.
Yeah. It just made me think University of Houston.
Yeah.
But wow, that's. Wait, so why? Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like feeling trapped on an island. If I wanted to go anywhere, it would cost at least $1,200. And I could only go to California or Japan.
I mean, that's like, I've been to a lot of islands, never been to Hawaii because it's like a fucking 12-hour flight.
I'm also not a beach person.
We've got like Florida, the Bahamas, the, you know, all that right there.
All that shit down there.
All that shit.
The Clearwater area.
Yeah. We can go right there. That's a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to go all the way to fucking Hawaii. Plus, they have volcanoes.
Yeah.
That's not, I'm not
Island.
I'm
You're
not
good.
Trying to die.
It's like
in
2 hours to get to Cancun, man.
And everything's
like
expensive because they have to ship everything there.
Molten
yes.
hot lava.
Like, but no snakes. I'm down with that
shit. Just everything.
I am very intrigued by this no snakes fact.
Yeah.
Learning so many
things. I feel like that'd be the number one selling point. Like,
they're
if I was
so strict right. when you land in Hawaii. I had a flower that like I had enclosed in a book that I was saving. They took it away from me on the plane. Customs did.
Damn.
When I got off. They will not let you bring anything.
It sounds like it was a meaningful flower that they robbed you of.
If I was in charge of like the tourism department for
Hawaii.
It was
my graduation flower. I
see, that's fucked
after
up.
Yeah.
Your slogan should be like, hey, coming to Hawaii, no snakes.
No, just.
No snakes.
Hawaii.
We have beaches and
no
snakes.
Yeah. You don't even need other words. No snakes.
Yeah.
Period.
Like, sign me up.
That's you're going to get a lot of people.
Can I talk about my biggest fear?
Yes.
It's heights. By far.
Heights?
If I climb a ladder, I get.
You don't like roller coasters?
Oh, fuck! I don't do it.
Fuck a roller coaster.
Fuck a roller coaster.
You have to knock me out and like tie me down to a chair.
That's so funny because you look like this big strong.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Wow.
So
Mia.
Like rooftop parties? You're not about some rooftop parties?
What the hell is a rooftop
party? It's the
height.
What? Your
max.
Height.
3 stories maximum.
Rooftop
like
party?
Like a rooftop pool?
I've never
like
been invited
in
to a rooftop
heights.
Party.
You just have
yeah,
people
this is
over
Austin,
and you
Texas.
All go
I'm not
cool
skyscrapers
enough.
Skyscrapers here,
okay,
Alex.
In Dallas. There's like the Sky House has a pool with the roof.
3 stories is high enough to kill you if you fell.
The W is as high as I'll go in Dallas. That's like 17th floor.
Cause you don't see.
Wait, you didn't say how you want to die.
Oh, just my sleep. I'm scared to like die like in the fire
That's a fantastic
or like
answer.
Or like drowning. Like I'm too. Scared to like drown or
see. I
want to
plan it. I want to have. I want to have my estate settled. I want like.
I just don't want it to be painful. Just want it to get it over with, like fast.
Okay, thank you for answering that. Back to heights. I agree. Heights freak me out. But I love roller coasters.
I'll tell you what, though. If I'm like at a high elevation, a bridge, a building, doesn't matter. I feel like if I get close to the edge, my body will involuntarily
Take
spasm.
You. Yep.
And I will
oh
jump.
My God,
dude,
yes.
Same exact
That's
way.
Why
I
get
trust
scared.
My own damn self.
That's it. I don't trust my brain.
Yeah. Yes. I have all these
not
intrusive
that I don't
thoughts
wanna, I don't
want to
jump.
Right.
Oh It'll
God.
Be involuntary.
That's
Dude, my brain has turned on me way too many times for it to be trusted at the edge of a building.
But do you have intrusive thoughts like that? Like, I'll be I
oh,
had
sure.
one this morning. Everybody. I was
gonna, like,
driving.
Pull off the road?
I was driving on the state capital of Texas, whatever it's called.
Go out 360.
And, yeah. Oh, is that what you...
The 360, yeah.
Sounds tighter when you say
and
capital.
And there
was,
like,
yeah,
these
so
beautiful
long.
Mountains on either side of me, and my brain just goes, drive into it. Drive into it.
Wow.
No!
But it's, like, totally involuntary.
No, that's...
Yes. Those
That's
are intrusive thoughts.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah, no.
Do you like to fly? Like when you?
Yeah, I feel safe in a plane because I can't jump out of it. You know what I mean?
You also
it's enclosed.
Yeah.
Well, but that's why. See, that's what I'm saying about With roller coasters, I don't mind because I'm fucking strapped in.
See, I don't trust the strap in part. I feel like it's gonna malfunction. It's gonna open, and I'm gonna fly out, and my head is gonna hit every bar on the way down.
I don't like hearing the roller coaster, like the ricketiness of it.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I'm about to die.
I went to Chicago with my whole family, and they have what? It's not called Sears Tower anymore. It's called something else. But you know what I'm talking about.
It's not called Sears Tower anymore.
No, they changed it. Somebody bought the name or whatever. But it's like the second tallest building in the U.S. Maybe it was the first tall. I don't know.
It was the highest for a while.
Willis Tower is what it's called now. So my parents and my brother are like, yeah, we're going to go up to the, you know, there's like an observation deck. Mm-hmm. And I was like, peace, have fun. I'm going to go walk around Best Buy.
That's some white people shit.
It is, but it's all, yeah, that's my whole life as a white person.
That's true.
That's all I've ever known is like going to the observation deck of the Willis Tower. But yeah, so I mean, shit like that, and it's because
I don't fuck with
even
it.
With the glass, because you can like lean up against
the glass is gonna shatter.
Fuck that noise! I remember what Chicago looked like from the airplane. I don't need to fucking see it from the observation deck of this tower.
See, leaning up against the glass window. No, see that's when my body goes. You weigh way too much for this. Yeah. You're gonna break it.
Nope.
People love that shit. They're like, woo, look at me. They love the rush.
Like those roller coasters in Vegas
picture.
That are like on the edge
of the stratosphere.
Buildings.
Never been to Vegas.
I went up there super drunk one night, and there's like an observation
You're
area.
You're not missing much.
I know, I've heard.
Oh, no, stop. Yes,
I hate
you
Vegas.
You still have to do, still have to go to Vegas.
All right.
I had to, Continue. I went up to that deck. I had to lay down because I was, first of all, I was like spinning.
On the
I was so drunk.
Like you just fucking.
I lay down on the floor.
You Charlie Brown.
I didn't trust myself to not jump off.
Medics came to bring him oxygen.
Oh, and I fell asleep. I was really—it was like 3 a.m. I was really drunk. I fell asleep up there.
See, if I'm drunk, I could give a shit about heights at that point. Sober,
nope.
I didn't even used to like I used to despise flying. Now I actually enjoy it, but that's mostly due to Xanax.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide on how I want to die between like in my sleep. But I feel like that kind of sucks because you don't get to feel it as much.
Why would you?
Why would you want to feel it?
Because it's the last thing you're ever going to feel. You need like I feel like that's an experience that maybe is cool. I don't know. You don't know. None of you have died. You don't know.
No.
I mean, I've taken Ambien before, though.
Yeah, switch is close.
It's basically the same thing.
I'm just saying I couldn't pick between in my sleep and like, I don't know, maybe you feel it in your sleep even.
Have y'all seen No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
No. Yeah, the hydraulic rod that they kill the cattle with.
Fuck yeah.
It just lights out. That's just painless. Boom. One minute you're alive feeling good. And the next minute.
What is that thing called? An air? It's an air gun.
They use air or is it hydraulic? I don't know. I guess it is air.
Yeah. No, well, whatever.
Either way, it kills you instantly.
That dude, Javier
Bardem.
That guy is fucking awesome.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Quite the actor.
Yeah.
Terrifying in that movie. Man, I haven't watched that movie in a really long time.
It's a good movie.
Is it Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's Javier, something close to Bardem. Barden? Barben?
It's probably not too important for the
podcast. I've got one of these machines in front of me that can Google this shit. Javier Bardem. But yeah, I guess we could talk about football some more.
Yeah, Mikey wants to move us along.
You know what's fun about having a college football podcast where you only talk about football a little bit? Everything.
This really isn't a college football podcast at this point. We just talk about it on our podcast.
But we'll talk about.
It's about animals and suicide.
Do you stop the podcast in the off season, or do you talk about recruiting?
We don't know. We've never done it before.
This is your
first gotten
year.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't stop it.
Don't stop it.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Okay. All right. We've got one game today. Today's Thursday.
Yeah. Breaking out into random crowds of "Don't Stop Believing."
This game has been hyped all season, but obviously it no longer carries the weight that it would have had the University of Houston Cougars not blown it. But the Cougars are still 8-2, and they're hosting a 9-1, number 5 ranked Louisville tonight in Houston. Houston's a 14.5-point dog, and we will pick that game later in our pick'em segment, so we don't need to talk about it anymore right now.
Great.
The NFL game is New Orleans versus Carolina, which is shitty, but it's not that shitty. It's at least we got
NFC.
Cam Newton and Drew Brees.
NFC South matchup.
What was that?
NFC South matchup.
NFC South.
NFC South matchup.
If the Panthers lose this one, they will have cemented their spot.
What happened to them?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The worst season. Or no. Okay. Going to the Super Bowl and then having this record, the following season, like what kind of...
Because aren't you only supposed to get the Super Bowl hangover if you win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost. And then they just fucking collapsed.
I know Josh Norman wasn't that important.
No.
Cam Newton's just been getting beat up. Poor thing.
He has been getting the shit kicked out of him.
Beat up.
I think that's maybe people figured out, like, look, it's worth the 15-yard penalty 3 times a game if you just hit Cam below the waist as hard as you can.
Poor Cam.
Which is why he's having to, like, plead with Roger Goodell for assistance.
I can understand the hangover theory for a team that loses because you feel like you work so hard to get there and you have all this work to get
just
back.
Just demoralized.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like it's like you've almost tasted it. You're right there.
I can see it both ways. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl.
It's hard to repeat and go back, though, if you
lose.
Yeah,
lost. Like, yeah, damn, I got to do that all over again? Just another shot at this thing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, fuck.
And I'm lazy.
And it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a minute to hear from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media. And then we've got a special NFL segment featuring Ava Fiore, a.k.a. Cleats and Cleavage,
ooh, la, la,
on Instagram. So prepare your mind for that.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, party, enjoy, touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
Now we're here with Miss Ava Fiore, who runs at Cleats and Cleavage on Instagram and Twitter, who is going to do a special segment with us to talk NFL football. How you doing, Ava?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
First off, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do?
All right. Well, Cleats and Cleavage is actually now very toned down slightly. Originally, Cleats and Cleavage started out as I was always a big football fan. I've played sports my whole life. And I had all brothers growing up. So I just wanted to talk about sports in an interesting manner. And I would come up with these crazy days of the week, like Muff Monday, Whipped Cream Wednesday, you know, Salami Sundays. And
yeah, we were talking about, we remember when it was a little more hardcore than it is now.
Yes. Well, Instagram made me tone it down. Like, they had shut down my page like 2 or 3 times. So it was really frustrating. It's kind of, you know, artsy. So I didn't think it was a big deal. But,
right.
You know, they flipped out on me. So I do still do a lot of the stuff on Snapchat, which is pretty cool. And then I can get away with it a little bit more on my IG story. But basically, I would just, you know, talk sports and just, you know, for Salami Sundays, for instance, it was I would talk Syria, soccer overseas. And, you know, I would throw salami on my breast and, you know, just random stuff. And it just caught on really quickly. Now it's obviously a little bit more toned down, but I still am very passionate about sports and I love what I do. So, yeah.
Got to bring back Salami Sunday.
I know. Salami Sunday is actually my favorite. I actually have emojis coming out, and they're going to have all of that on there. So I think it's nice. Really, really going to be cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can do it a little bit more on my IG story. I'm kind of testing it out a little bit. But, yeah, they weren't big fans of, you know, some of the stuff I did. Like the Nutella Instagram just, like, lost their, they were just, like, not having the Nutella ones. And, I mean, I didn't think it was bad, but. I guess teach their own, right?
I've never understood where the line is on Instagram. Like, it's very clear. They have a very clear no nipple policy.
No nudity in general.
But, well, yeah, but you can get away with a lot.
Tasteful nudity is acceptable at times?
Well, without nipple.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree with you because I would see, I mean, I never showed anything, you know, even like on Muff Mondays, I would put whipped cream down there, but nothing was ever showing. And then so, or on Fruit Roll-Up Fridays, whatever, there was no nipple. It's almost like pasties because I would have food covering my breast.
What was Friday?
Fruit Roll-Up Fridays,
oh,
man.
Fruit Roll-Up. Come on. Roll-ups. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I don't understand why people would get so upset about it. And so, you know, and then you see these girls on there and they're just, it's way more risque than mine is. And mine's not really that it's actually comical more than it is sexual if you really think about it. So it's really hard to understand what their line is that, you know, I'm not quite sure what the rules are. I mean, I think they're more flexible for some people than they are for others. They're just not fans of Salami Sunday for some reason. I don't get it.
Well, let's talk a little bit of football. What's been the biggest surprise to you so far this NFL season?
I think Dak Prescott for sure. And obviously, you know, I am absolutely not a fan of the Dallas Cowboys since I am a Giants fan, but, I do reside in Texas now. So, you know, I almost get crucified every time I walk around here and I have my Giants jersey on. But regardless, I actually kind of feel bad for Romo. And if you saw what he said the other day when he, you know, kind of praised Dak about his performance and that he deserves to be the starting guy, he's right. And obviously, they can't disappoint the fans by even giving Romo a chance again. Romo's just injury prone, and Dak really is the future of the Dallas Cowboys. And I mean, you have to wonder, is it just like beginner's luck? What's really going on with him? Because he's just killing it. But he just seems to bode well better with the team. The team seems to play better with him. So I'm sure it's got to be really tough for Romo sitting on the sidelines just cringing. You know, every game he just seems to pull off a win. So it's got to be frustrating for him. But he just, you know, he is like the Derrick Rose of the NFL. I mean, he's constantly getting injured. So
yeah.
And serious injuries, you know, these are not like little things. You know, he's gone for weeks at a time or, you know, most of the season. So
yeah,
it's got to be tough. So I think Dak for sure is the surprise. The Packers are playing terrible this season. They're 4-5.
They've been awful.
I'm sorry?
The Packers have been awful.
Oh, God. They're like all over the place. And, you know, their fans are so diehard, too. I mean, I'm sure they're pissed.
Yeah.
You know, if there's anything about the Cheeseheads, they are like really diehard. Now, they just got Michael off of waivers. And, you know, I don't really think that's a solution as far as I'm concerned. You know, they are going to be playing the Redskins. But, you know, they have been so up and down this season. And Aaron Rodgers just said yesterday that he's like, I can't blame the head coach for this, you know, because everybody's obviously calling for him to be fired. So I think they're really going to maybe put something together and pull off a win against the Redskins this weekend, but it's going to be a tough one for sure. The Giants are playing Chicago this weekend, so I'm pretty excited about that because that's, you know, we pulled off barely a win against Cincy, and Chicago is just awful as awful can get. So, I mean, at least it's a little bit easier for us this game coming around.
Let me go back to Romo real quick. Did that press conference seem a little out of place? I don't know why he felt the need. It almost felt like a retirement speech.
It was a concession speech.
Why? What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Jobs are taken all the time in the NFL.
I think for him, it was a way of just maybe getting it out there because he knows what everybody's thinking. It's like the big elephant in the room that nobody really wants to address.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's the only person that hasn't really publicly addressed. And of course, Jerry Jones kind of skirts around it up until just recently when he's kind of like, well, we kind of have to go with the Hawk QB. But I think it's one of those things where he just felt like he just needed just to get it out there because right now he looks like the jaded ex-girlfriend because you can't really see his emotions. You don't know if he's really excited on the sidelines when he smiles sometimes. You don't know how he's really feeling. And everybody's like, what are you really thinking? And I don't even think, I mean, let's be honest here. You know, he has to say what he has to say because it's politically correct and he would look like a complete jerk if he was like, no, I'm really pissed. I mean, what is he going to say? Not support Dak? I mean, that's all he can say. But I think it was obviously something that he felt he needed to address. Whether it was sincere or not, no, I probably don't think. I mean, I think he's happy his team is playing well and they're going to be in the playoffs. But other than that, I don't think that, I mean, nobody wants to lose their starting position and nobody wants to end their career or foresee an end to their career like how it's happening to him right now. You know, and it was kind of snatched from him because of an injury, unfortunately. So, but that's, you know, the nature of the beast with any sports, basically.
Absolutely. So do you see the Cowboys as legitimate Super Bowl contenders with Dak at the helm?
Unfortunately, I do. I do. Yes. You know, Ezekiel has such a strong run game. You know, all around, their offensive line is just stellar. And Dak, I just cannot believe how poised he is. He's just, like I said, I don't know if it's like just really beginner's luck, and it's hard to even say that because he just keeps winning and he keeps pulling it off. So I hate to say it, but I do really believe that, even though I am a Giants fan. it's the last thing I ever want to admit.
No, I feel the same way. I'm a Texans fan, so it's very tough for me to watch the Cowboys hit the jackpot with
I am a Cowboys fan, and I'm enjoying the season. So.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, good for you. Cowboys fans, they're also diehard. So, like, right. And that's the thing about even considering putting Romo in. I mean, unless Dak really just fell to pieces maybe during the playoffs and with a lot of pressure, that would be the only scenario I could see where it would be acceptable to throw him in there or he gets injured, God forbid. But because just the fans are so diehard, they would want to – I mean, there's no way they would allow Jerry Jones to put in Tony Romo without, like, causing a massive scene. You know, it's just not going to happen. He's got to answer to the fans as well.
Yeah. So make a Super Bowl pick. Who do you think makes it? Who do you think wins?
I hate to say it because I'm very superstitious about stuff, so I usually don't say it till like towards the playoffs, and even then I never want to talk about it just because I never want to rule out the Giants, and I feel like the one year I didn't pick them is when they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So like I don't ever want to say anything about that. But ideally I would love to see the Giants like take the whole thing. I mean, in a crazy small chance right now, but
they started to look a lot better. Their defense has picked it up a lot.
They are. They're pulling it together. Listen, that win against Cincy was big. I mean, I don't know how we I don't know if you watch the guy on Instagram. I forget what his name is, Vic DiBadetto or whatever. He just is hysterical. Like he goes off and analyzes the Giants. And I mean, he says everything that all the Giants fans are thinking, but nobody really wants to say out loud. And he just, you know, he rips on Odell about certain things, about his hair and whatnot. It's pretty comical. But yeah, with picks, I try not to like stay, especially Super Bowl. I'm super superstitious about it. But I definitely like throughout the season, I like to bet. Obviously, I like to bet, so I always use my guys over at my bookie. But, I'd like to bet regularly during the season. But as it gets towards the playoffs, I get really, really superstitious, and then I'll just throw in a bet, like, as I get closer to Super Bowl.
I feel you. Well, Ava, thanks for joining us. You can follow Ava at Cleetson Cleavage on Instagram and Twitter, at Ava Fiore on Snapchat, and check out our website, www.avafiore.com. Thank you so much.
And on Twitter, it's Cleats Cleavage.
Okay,
without
Cleats
the
Cleavage
on Twitter.
On Twitter, sorry.
All right, guys, it was great talking to you, and I'll speak with you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice talking. Thanks for coming on.
All right, take care. Uh-huh, bye.
Real quick, let's talk about the money you can make this weekend betting at mybookie.ag. Join now. Use the code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate the offer. And whatever you deposit, they will throw you a bonus. They have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff. It's mybookie.ag. Check it out today. You play, you win, you get paid. Don't be a pussy. Check out mybookie. Sign up today. That is still the weirdest.
I love it.
That's actually really good.
Reading. Okay. Quick announcement. Dylan had to bail. Random emergency. Things happen. So now it's just me and the girls. So The next section of the show is where we make picks on all the games this weekend. He's just going to fade every one of my picks automatically. But real quick, we've got a pick'em pool set up on foxsports.com. If you go to our Twitter page, twitter.com/backdoorcover, it is pinned to the top. Get in there, make picks against us. Every week, the winner gets a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. So check that out. twitter.com/backdoorcover. It's pinned to the top. Now it's time for the fantastic free money five finger filet, which is a different name than what it was called the first time y'all were here. It was called like the...
You guys didn't have a set name.
The five pick power play or something. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not the point. The point is we pick five games against the spread. All the lines are from mybookie.ag and current as of the time of this recording, which is 10:25 a.m. Central Time on Thursday. Last time y'all were here, Alex, you went an impressive 0-5.
Okay. I picked Bama, so I went 1-4.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right.
So
right. But it was okay, well, it's funner to say you went 0-5.
Okay,
and then Mia, you went 3-2. The first game we're gonna talk about is number 21 Florida versus number 16 LSU. LSU is a 13.5 point favorite. Mia, who do you like?
I like LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's review for a second, Florida. Luke Del Rio, Marcus May, Alex Anzalone, Cam Dillard, Jared Davis, David Sharp, Brian Cox, CJ Wharton.
What are we reviewing?
All injured. Out and injured.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them.
That was what I was going to say.
Jesus. All those guys are just injured? That's not like suspensions too and or anything?
No. Nope.
Just
injuries? Shoulder, arm, knee, ankle.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll fuck your season right up.
Yep. So I'm going to LSU too. Same injuries. They're in Baton Rouge. And I hate Florida.
And I like Ed Orgeron. Florida. Please, Ed Orgeron.
Every time
Please
I
succeed.
Bet on Florida, I lose. So I'm going LSU.
Yeah.
Which means Dylan, who cannot speak for himself,
is going
with Florida. Best of luck to you, Dylan. Next
Do
game
I
is...
get to slap him if he loses next week?
Yes.
I can't, you know I slapped him at ACL, too.
Did you?
Yes. Yes, I found them because I saw their total frat move flag, and I ran up to them. I was like, can I
Nobody
slap
recorded
Dylan
that?
Again?
Well,
no, he recorded
I
it.
Recorded it, but I was a little high, so I kind of messed up the Snapchat. I got, like, the beginning where she's, like, winding up, and then I fucked up the second one where he actually gets hit. So all it was on our Snapchat story was, like, Mia approaching Dylan, winding up, and then it's just, like, skipped to nothingness.
I had a cigarette in my mouth. It was real classy stuff. So classy.
It was. It was great. Good
ACL
times.
Was just a classy event.
Oh, my God.
I love ACL. Next game's number 20, Washington State, at number 12, Colorado. Colorado's a 4.5-point favorite. I don't know if y'all are aware of this, but we're huge Colorado Buffaloes fans.
Really?
On the podcast. Almost jokingly, but mostly seriously, because they've only lost one game against the spread this year.
They've got some NFL prospects on their defense. Their secondary is legit.
I can't believe they're a top 15 team.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a Pac-12 South. Like, they're going to win that title.
So I'm obviously going with Colorado because we ride the Buffs here.
Same.
At backdoor cover. Dylan, that means you're going, that means you're going with Washington.
I was
going
to go with Washington State, too. They've been
Watch,
on a roll.
Watch, that's the trap game.
You are?
Yeah. They All beat right. Cal last week by, like, 35 points.
It's yeah, it
Cal.
Would not shock me if they covered.
But still. I'm going to go for Washington
We'll see.
State.
Number 8, Oklahoma is a 3-point favorite against number 10, West Virginia. Alex, what do you think about this one?
I'm going with Virginia, too. I think they're at home. They have a good defense. They're underrated. Like, they beat Texas last week.
Beating Texas makes you underrated?
But Texas was favored by 3 last week.
Yes.
They were.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So
nobody knows why, yeah.
I think West Virginia is going to win. I don't like Oklahoma.
Mia, what do you think?
Don't kick me out, but I'm going Oklahoma. They're the only undefeated team in the Big 12.
Going Oklahoma.
Who if that
you
means
out?
Anything. I don't know. I thought you guys were... Someone's
Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Dylan. He's gone now. You can pick Oklahoma all day.
Oklahoma.
Nobody cares. I hate UT. I'm anti-Longhorn. I'm going WVU. Next one's number 11, Oklahoma State at TCU. TCU's a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going TCU. Mia?
I'm going TCU. They just beat Baylor 62-22.
TCU's coming off a bye. Oklahoma State barely won last week.
That was an impressive beatdown.
Yeah.
I watched that game and was like in shock.
Yeah.
At how because TCU has had points this year where they looked bad.
I usually don't watch blowouts, but I watched that entire game.
Yeah, it was an exciting blowout.
Yeah.
An unexpected one. Alex, you said TCU?
Yes.
Okay, so Dylan, Oklahoma State. Next game's number 3, Louisville. At Houston. Houston is a 14.5-point favorite, like we discussed earlier. This is the Thursday game that is tonight.
Tonight.
And
I'm watching that instead of NFL.
I
we
can't
can switch.
See,
we can
I would normally, but
are we regionally blacked out or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's ESPN and then
no, no, no.
CBS.
I meant like I can't make myself watch this game, Louisville Houston, over a game in which I have fantasy players at this point in this because it's late enough in the year to where like I'm.
It matters.
I'm locked in on fantasy football.
Is Greg Ward healthy?
I do not know.
No.
He's playing?
He's playing. He has a hurt shoulder,
I'm
right?
I'm going Houston.
Okay.
Okay. Plus 14. It's a lot of points.
Yes. It's a lot of points.
Especially at home.
Houston beat Louisville last year.
Okay. I think Houston will win, but they won't cover the spread.
No. Houston's plus 14.5, so they can lose by up to 14.
They're going to lose by more. I mean, they're gonna win. It's gonna be a very small margin of victory.
But you think Houston is going to win?
Yes.
Holy shit!
Wow. I think they're gonna upset Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Louisville. I think it's gonna be an unimpressive
picking against the spread confuses me.
Huge letdown. It happens.
I don't like numbers.
Yeah.
I know how you feel. I fucking hate math. My whole life, I've been anti-numbers. Alex, who do you like in this one?
I like Louisville. I like watching Lamar Jackson. He's fast. It's like he's just a good player.
I love that take.
Yeah.
You're he's dead just, to me.
He's.
Why? Why? Why?
Because they're ACC.
No, because they whooped the shit out of Florida State.
Oh, yeah, they did give you quite the beat.
If I'm picking to win, I'm going to pick Louisville. I'm not picking
against you. Our assholes are still bleeding from that anal rapage they laid down on us.
That was Sweet ugly. Lord.
That was real ugly. That was real ugly. I'm sorry. Nothing against Florida State.
Yeah, you can't go after people.
Every team that's
Oh, no, that's how it works. That's how it works.
That's a lot of teams.
Oh, I hold grudges. My grudges are like pets. I feed and tend to them.
She gets very angry.
That's terrifying.
The first time she met me, she yelled at me because I said I was a Georgia fan.
Oh, that the first time I ever met her.
I was terrified.
I knew she was a Bulldogs fan. She went to like hug me or shake my hand. I was like, don't talk to me, you SEC cocksucker.
Yeah, she was so mean to me. I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, we don't even play each other.
But then she said, I hate Florida. And I was like, you good girl.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever felt really good about not having a college football team. Like, I'm just safe from all attacks from you right now, which is great. Dylan, I guess, is going with U of H. Not here to speak his mind. Next part is our lock of the week.
Minnesota, I guess.
Lock of the week for me is Northwestern -2 over Minnesota. I do not really know why, but this is my I'm picking a Big Ten game. This is my lock of the week. Do you have a lock of the week?
Georgia.
Oh, yeah?
21. Overdog. No,
underdog.
Yeah.
Overdog.
I'm so off.
Georgia, a 21.
Georgia, they're at
underdog.
Home. 21 points.
Underboys.
Hopefully we'll win.
Hopefully win by a lot.
Yeah, so I'm going for Georgia.
Mia, do you have a lock of the week you would like to share with the people?
I don't know what the line is, but I'm going Florida State against Syracuse.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy win. 21. Okay, yeah.
There we go.
So, with that. So is Georgia.
Mia's nice. Taking Florida State -21.
I'm pretty confident in that.
Great. Talking about the backdoor cover hotline real quick. Call us at 800-392-6344. Give us your first name in school. Ask us questions. Scream things. Sing us a song. We had a guy this week call in and he left us a freestyle rap.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was very, very good.
I want him to call again.
We've requested that he now call every week with a new song, which puts a lot of pressure on him, to be real. Because he hit such a home run, his first call, that I feel like following up on that and keeping the momentum going is nearly fucking impossible. But we'll see how he does. 800-392-6344. Every week on Monday's episode, we take the best calls, play them, and respond to them. Check out RowdyGentleman.com. Our sponsor, Rowdy Gentleman, currently has a ton of awesome gear, including the brand new John Daly tees at RowdyGentleman.com. There's also incredible deals going on all week this week leading up to Black Friday. It looks like today's deal is up to 70% off of sale items. Hit rowdygentleman.com. Go get some now. And that is pretty much it.
We did it.
We're going to do, first of all, thanks to Ava Fiore at Cleats and Cleavage for joining us. And thank you guys. For joining us
as
well.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, even early, we made it.
Mia Khalifa and Alex George.
I was late, though.
Give me y'all social media. Give the people. Mia, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Mia Khalifa, and my Instagram is not the fake Mia Khalifa.
And I'm Alex George 5 on both Instagram and Twitter.
Lovely.
Also, check out my column on Fansided every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So you're writing on Fansided.com now. Yes. Would you say every Tuesday?
Yes, every Tuesday.
You need to write for us.
I would love that.
Do you have like some exclusive deal with them?
No, I'm a contractor.
Oh, we're going to totally steal you.
Let's do it.
Do we have any shouts? Shout-outs? Shouts? Shouts?
I'm a shout-out to my friend Jay. He gave me some hot tips for my picks today.
Jay?
Yeah.
Shouts to Jay.
Shouts to Jay.
Shouts to Micah for the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Micah.
That was very nice of you.
I was totally joking when I said in the email, okay, Satan, I'll be there at 9 a.m. There better be coffee.
I was like, your email.
You called him Satan.
I did call him Satan.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that was very nice of you, Micah, to bring coffee for the girls.
You're very welcome.
Shouts to Dylan.
I know.
Shouts to Dylan.
Had to evacuate the premises for personal reasons. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network.
Did
Follow
you duct
us on Twitter.
Tape your shoes?
No. Is there duct tape on the bottom of my shoe?
No, it's on the front. What? It's on the top. Oh.
Oh no, there's not.
Oh, okay. It looks like orange duct tape.
Are we hitting on
no,
the
these are just shoes.
My bad.
They're not just shoes.
These are just Yeezys.
My bad.
It's no big deal. Anyway.
I didn't see the Yeezy 350. All I saw was an orange.
I cannot believe you thought it was just I had a big slab of orange duct tape on my shoe. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Remember, the Pick'em site is pinned to the top. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at TFM Tailgate. Send us photos and videos from your Instagram. And check out mybookie.ag. Use that promo code Backdoor. It's one word. Activate the offer. They give you some kind of bonus for putting money in. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie. Sign up today. That is it. We are done. Ladies, say bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.